This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Subculture Club with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
May I have your attention, please?
All right.
Here we go again.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town?
It's not the bazaar. It's a very naughty boy.
Drop that ghetto blaster.
Pump up the volume.
Redeem a full of culture, y'all.
Yeah, that time of the week again, Subculture Club right here on FUBAR. Hugh with you, but Michael Payne is away. We have such an absolute treat in the studio. One of my favourite, used to be on FUBAR a while ago.
Yeah, I did.
Definitely one of my favourite shows here for sure. And all round lovely human being, very funny man, great actor, Rich Hardesty.
Thank you.
Today.
Oh, wow. I'm sort of like a mix between guest and host. I'm sort of like a hybrid.
You're a ghost.
Yeah, I'm a ghost. Wow. He's a wordsmith. Yeah. Like your friend, because I was a bit confused. I looked online, I was saying to my agent, I've already started off on the wrong foot. I sound like an idiot.
I know you do. Oh, my agent.
But basically, I was saying, is his name Michael?
His rapper name is Mike Kill Payne, because it's supposed to mean he kills mics, and in pain because he wears glasses, so it's like a pain.
Okay, because when you say the word Mike, if Googling him must be a nightmare. If someone says, oh, you got to listen to Michael Payne, you're never going to find him. Because you're going to get loads of Mike. Yeah, Mickle Payne. I was saying, who's Mickle? He sounds really sweet. Oh, little Mickle.
Little Mickle.
God, yeah. I thought he was going to be like a millimetre tall.
Oh, ironically, no. He's like 8'3".
Really?
Which is
having a go, Michael. Mickle, whatever you want to call yourself, it's
maybe
fine.
Maybe that's it. Hey, you know how they call really, really big guys tiny, like that? Or really, you know? Maybe
oh,
it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like tiny guys, big fella.
Biggie.
Mickle.
Mickle.
It is strange. It is, written quite strange. Mikill.
Yeah.
So you would look at it, but maybe go Mickle.
I think you might have done that too, because if he was to buy the domain name Michael Payne, it would probably be expensive. But if you just spell it like he has done, wrong, incorrectly, then it's probably really cheap. I mean, who's going to try and buy Mikill Payne?
No.
It doesn't mean anything. It does. It means a lot. I love you. You 8 foot gigantic lunatic.
Yeah, but yeah, he's. Thank you so much for filling in for him today. It's a real treat, man. Having you back at FUBAR and having you in the studio.
It's good to be here. I noticed you've got some air con since I left.
We did,
because I was always kicking off that I was too hot. As soon as I leave, next thing I know, someone's popped some aircon in here. It's lovely and nice and fresh.
It's beautiful. It's things are really happening around here. There's a new sign on the wall, that FUBAR Radio sign.
I know. Everyone's got mugs with their names on.
Everybody has mugs with their names on. It's really something about holding a mug with your name on it.
It really makes you feel important.
Yeah, well, it could be like in the day and age of like selfies and stuff like that, you could be like, is it a bit narcissistic? But no, it's not.
No,
having
it's
your
not.
Name on a cup is like, oh.
Wow, the ultimate buzz.
Yeah.
Maybe if we'd have got Donald Trump and just put his name on a mug, he'd have been like, after this whole presidential nonsense that he's gone on for his little ego boost.
It really might have. It might have made all the difference.
I was thinking about this, actually. You know this whole, like, do you reckon this whole, like, Trump administration thing is just him in a bid? I reckon he maybe sat down with some sort of marketing team, like, look, I want to get some more Facebook followers.
Yeah.
How do I get more, like, Twitter followers? Well, you can run for president. It's a good idea. It's a long way around, but I'll give it a shot. Because now he's, like, I noticed he got 15 million, followers in, a week.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's doing it.
I don't like it. I don't like it, Rich.
I don't like it at all.
Hey,
it scares me.
We've got absolutely great show coming up today. This is very, very fun. We've got Jessica Lever, who is one of the bosses of the Hook, the online magazine.
I am fully aware of the Hook. Thank you very much.
It's huge. It's a really, really big juggernaut as far as like content providers go. It's like something like 6 million followers on Facebook, and it's crazy.
Wow.
So she's going to come in, and we've got a fun little game with her. She's going to find out about it.
Exciting. Wow.
Also, we've got Kid Cupid. Jess will be coming in about half an hour time, and then about 3:30, a live music guest today, going to be Kid Cupid. Very pumped about that.
Wow. I'm not a music man, so I don't know. Basically, I get panicked around musical people.
Do you?
Yeah, because you know, say with like someone tells you a joke or something, I feel I can go ha, or I know my brain understands that. But with music, it's so subjective that if someone goes, what do you think of my new song? I'll be like, it's nice.
I think while they're playing, you just close your eyes and like just sort of bop your head side to side a little bit, and they go, he's feeling it.
He gets it.
He's really.
I just wink at them and go, oh yeah, I get you.
You can't wink with your eyes closed though. It's hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
The mind blink.
We'll figure it out. And then, of course, the amazing Kelly Jade. She's going to be coming here with weird news at around 3 p.m. But, Rich, you've big fan of what you're doing. You've done a lot of great stuff now.
Thank you.
Acting wise.
Thank you very much.
And comedy wise.
Yeah,
and
it's going all right.
No, there's but there is actually something. So I am quite a fan of yours.
All right.
But there is something I did actually need to talk to you about, which we'll do up next.
Right.
I don't want to start off on a bit of a.
What's going on?
Look, it's pretty heavy, and I haven't actually seen you in a long time, so I haven't had an opportunity.
What the hell's going on? You're unnerving me.
But I do need to talk to you about this.
Right.
Yes.
Is it coming on now?
No, I'm going to go to a song. But yeah, don't want to wig you out, but definitely need to talk about this up next.
Right, I'm scared.
Okay, don't be scared. Or maybe right. A little bit scared. That's on FUBAR Subculture Club.
I hate your stupid-looking, stupid, crooked, cheap-ass ornaments. I hate your goods. I hate your dumb-ass wearing, never caring, always showing up on your love.
O'Connor there with Guts on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh with you and the lovely Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne.
Hello,
today.
How are you doing?
Now, I...
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I do need to talk to you about something. It's something I take personally very, very seriously.
Okay. I'm really scared.
Yeah, well, I don't want to wig you out, but I do need to talk to you about it. It's
right.
Come
on. What's happened?
I can't believe, dude. I kind of can't believe this.
Right.
That, I don't know how to say it.
I'm freaking out.
I don't know how to say it.
Say it.
Okay. Rich, I can't believe that, you were in the... Oh my God, Phil! fucking beasts and where they come from. Dude, I'm like the biggest Harry Potter fan in the world.
Really?
I can't believe it. I'm a grown man of 35 and I absolutely love the shit out of Harry Potter and anything to do with it, and I can't believe it. Can I just touch
Are you serious?
Let me smell you. I am being 100.
Mate, sniff away. Sniff away.
Oh, he smells so good.
Yeah, amazing.
Oh.
I didn't realise that.
I can't believe you were an aura in Fantastic Beasts and
Are you serious? Were you a film? Are you
everything. Into- Tell me everything. I've seen the film 3 times and I'm currently reading the screenplay as well.
Okay, first of all, I'm livid, so my line's got cut. So I just have to, every time I talk about it now, I'm like, oh God, I had these amazing things in my head of how good it was going to be and how much I could probably get laid off the back of this. But anyway, but yeah, it was an amazing experience. It was... up at Warner Brothers for like 5 months. It was just very, very bizarre, you know, wizards everywhere. And,
God,
yeah, Eddie Redmayne. It's really weird because I knew Eddie Redmayne from like 10 years ago. So when I first came to London, we both like did, I don't know, this is ages ago, like both did it for like our first, and this is embarrassing, did like a little modelling job together, right? Yeah, and basically, so we're both like sat thinking, this is strange, isn't it, way to make money? Both sat in weird clothes. And I said to him, so, you know, what are you up to? He's like, well, I'm thinking of getting into acting. I was like, give it a shot, mate. You never know.
Is that genuine?
Yeah. Holy and I saw him on set. I was like, Eddie. He's like, no way.
But
then it's weird because I was like, so how's it? I didn't know. What am I supposed to say to him? So how's it going? And it's like, pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Welcome to my world. Yeah,
someone of that caliber, you can't even really say, so what have you been up to?
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's household knowledge, everything that he's been up to.
That's the weird thing. Exactly. That's the whole thing about fame, which I find like quite awkward. Like, say with Colin Farrell, it's like he has to walk in a room and go, yes, it's me, Colin Farrell. Because I can't go, what's your name? Colin, nice to meet you. So what would you do? What do you mean? You know everything about... I know everything about you. It's weird. So, yeah, that was interesting. Meeting Johnny Depp was interesting.
It's very exciting for me. Very, very exciting.
It was exciting for me.
I am a massive geek.
Really?
Massive, yeah.
Yeah, I got one bit of fan mail from, like, a 14-year-old French girl saying, could you sign this thing, please? It's like, oh, that is so lovely. Like, I'll flash in for about a second, but there you go.
Did you use a quill and ink?
I just used some sort of big fat marker from the office.
I bet it was a magic marker.
Yeah! Oh my God!
Anyway, just wanted to say, massive shouts, bro. Yeah. I was so stoked when I saw that.
Yeah, no, like, it was a bizarre experience.
That is a win for the good guys, right there.
Thank you very much.
100%.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of anything else. Any other interesting facts that happened?
Nothing can trump that. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was really weird. It was like Hunter S. Thompson, because I'm a big fan of Fear and Loathing.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, I was like, oh, it's really hot in here. And he was like, no, he said to me, God, it's really hot in here. I was like, yeah, I think the air conditioning is broken. He went, yeah, it's either that or all the LSD I just took. I was like, are you joking, Johnny? What's going on here? Yeah, I was like, yes, he just said that. And he walked past my trailer and went, Rich Hardesty, who's that? I went, oh, that's me. He went, it's a strong name. I was like, yes, yes, yes. This is great.
So good, bro. So good. All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for letting me sniff you and not being weird about it.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it. You did it on the way in.
I really did, didn't I?
Yeah.
So Michael Payne usually does this segment, but you are going to do this for us today.
Music makes me weak.
All right, so a couple of songs you've picked out from that something has happened or to you. Or
in my week.
Yes.
Well, I've just basically, it's been a bit of a hard week, and I just thought to myself, I listened to, it's been quite a nostalgic one, and this song, I don't know why, it's a guilty pleasure. E17, It's All Right, yeah? It gives me a little chill when I listen to that first little, you know, little diddling, ding, 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 ding. And but the couple of things I was thinking was, you know, the alt-right. They should use this as their sort of theme tune. Alt-right, alt-right, everything's going to be alt-right. They could have, like, you know, whoever else, Steve Bannon, that Milo, yeah, it's really alt-right. They could do a little song, that would be good. And another thing I was thinking was, yeah, it says it's all right about maybe like 50 times.
Yeah.
But then I thought about E17 and thought, it wasn't all right, was it? Brian Harvey ran himself over with his own car. And Tony Mortimer got bulimia. So I was thinking, it wasn't all right. But anyway, don't let that ruin this song for you.
No, we're going to be listening for it now.
Yeah, sorry. With that in mind, it's all right, E17.
Amazing. Excellent choice. Kicking off Music Makes Me Weak right here on FUBAR. Hugh and Rich with you. Subculture Club.
Don't you worry, because it's all right. Don't you worry, child of the night. Cause in the morning come with the new day sun, love never less than light. We are the seed of a new breed. Never
have succeeded, our time has come. We are the new, these words are true. Let the light of love shine through. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's really alright, it's alright.
Fubar Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne. E17, it's all right. Do you reckon one last one? Do you reckon that was like an inspiration for Beyonce?
In case you didn't know, it was going to be all right, you just won't find one there. Yeah, it's really all right.
I was thinking it might be inspiration. It might have been inspiration for Beyonce's "Who Run the World, Girls." Who run the world?
What, it's
girls.
Got a similar sort of
thing? Well, they just repeat the same thing over and over and over.
Oh, is that
over,
really?
Like, don't you think?
It's like, who writes these things?
I know. And the funny thing is like Beyonce, probably that song, there was probably like 50 songwriters working on it.
Yeah, yeah. What have you come up with? Two words.
It's all right.
Right, you've been in there for 3 months now.
What rhymes with "it's all right"?
All right. All right. All right. Okay, fine. All right.
How many times do you reckon they say it? Let's have a guessing competition.
It's got to be... So, all right, all right, everything's going to be all right. All right. Five that's times, I reckon about 100.
100.
100 all right.
I'm going to go for... 59.
Where can we find out this information?
I don't know. Who? Okay, hey, Lisa, producer Lizzie, can we find out how many times?
Or if you're listening and you've got a lot of time on your hands and no job,
you could tweet at Fubar Radio, or you could email Subculture Club. 83 times. What did you say?
80. I said 100.
And what did I said 59.
Are we sort of near?
No.
Who wins?
You, my friend. Definitely Boom! Take it out.
Thank you very much.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
On top of the world, mate. Yeah. Do you know how I feel? Feel all right.
All right.
Hey, God, radio.
83 times.
83 times. All right. Someone had to write that out on the thing. All right, one more. And then the last one, they went, no, we need one more at the end, Brian. Just one more, all right.
And you'd get halfway through and just go times two.
Yeah, just say, plus, yeah, you know the next lift. Do you reckon he ever gets towards the end and goes, what's the word again? All right.
Yeah. And you'd imagine like forgetting the lyrics on stage during that song as well.
My mind's gone. Well, he probably might have done, because he did a lot of drugs in his time, didn't he, Brian?
He did do a lot of drugs.
I always remember when I was a kid watching The Big Breakfast and seeing him come out with a staffy dog going, wow, I just think, wow, he is a hard man.
Yeah.
But on reflection, like, he's in a boy band.
He's in a boy band singing about It's All Right.
Yeah.
Amazing choice, E17. It's
Thank
All
you
Right.
Very much.
And what have you got second song?
Second
for
up,
makes me
it's
weak.
A song, basically, I'm very much like Michael Jackson. I don't mean in terms of talent, I mean in terms of a man refusing to let go of the past and move out of his childhood.
Yeah.
So, as you can tell, it was a 90s song. This next song is the end of... Who's seen Teen Wolf? You can't respond because this is the radio. But, like, if you've seen the film Teen Wolf, it's from the final basketball match when Scotty realises, do you know what? I don't need to be a wolf and be all hairy.
Yeah.
I can just be myself and I can still win. And it's called Win in the End.
I love it.
Pumps me up.
It's one of my favourite films. I mean, for starters, Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
How could you not love him? And then a teenager at high school that turns into a wolf and becomes a basketball star.
And surfs on top of vans.
What's not to like?
What absolute dude?
What is not to like? Nothing. There's absolutely nothing. Here we go. Win in the End by Mark Safan.
Yeah, very positive songs today. All right, and Win in the End. Come on.
Right. How do you pronounce it? Safan?
Safan, yeah. Safan.
Beautiful. All right, up next, I have a very important question I need to ask you about festival criteria, and there's a very important reason why.
Ooh, thank you. Next.
I was down to zero, still an unsung hero, waiting for my ship to come ashore. I stood empty handed, like a seagull stranded, watching all the other seagulls soar. I was slowly losing hope, twisting frayed ends of a rope in a suicidal fantasy. I was going to extremes, losing sight of all my dreams again. I never thought I'd win. Rolling out from under every cloud that's crashing in the sky. I will not surrender. Why should I lie down for them and die? I am equal to the task. I won't hide behind the mask. What you see is what you get from me. I'm stronger than they think. They can force me to the brink again. But now I know I'll win.
Mark Safan.
Win in the end. We always win in the end.
We always do. And that was brilliant, man. Wrapping up Music Makes Me Weak on Fubar Subculture Club.
Hugh, I apologize, Michael, if I've soiled your reputation here with... you know, with some of my choices, or if I brought the show down, but you got to do it,
mate. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Hey, talking about music, are you a festival goer?
Do you know what? I've not been to festival for ages, but I would like to. I still need to go to Glastonbury. I've never been. I'm really fussy. Like, if there's a drop of rain, I'm moaning. Like, I need it to be lovely and warm. Because if not, I'm just like, I can't. Some people are like, you know, you just get through it. Not me. I don't. Mm. I will moan. I will bring it down. I'll go up and take the microphone off whoever's up there, Stevie Wonder, and say, right, no, everyone, just, I can't deal with this. I need help me.
I guess if he did, he might not notice for a little while.
Good point.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Can you hear me? Yes. Sorry.
Ouch. what's kind of like some of your criteria for going to a festival with someone? What would you just say? You're going with a mate or girlfriend or something, or boyfriend or whatever? Like, what would be your criteria?
What do I want from them?
Yeah.
I want them to obviously pay a lot of attention to me.
Perfect.
Because I get very needy.
Yeah.
I need them, but. Also, I'm very, very bad for just wandering off.
Oh.
I wander off, and I just like to talk to random people. So someone who's not going to be too needy towards me, but is going to let me be needy towards them.
That sounds really needy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A needy on my terms.
Yeah.
I need, ideally, some sort of VIP pass.
Yep.
So you get free drinks.
Yeah.
Because I'm the tightest man. I'm going to admit it now. A very stingy man. As I explained, I stole this seaweed. I'm not paying a pound for that.
Beautiful.
I need someone who, free drinks, obviously, some sort of good wristband. I mean, if they were sort of attractive and I fancied them and they were a woman, that'd be good.
That'd be good.
That'd be great.
Well, actually, that's quite funny that you say that, because I was reading something on, I saw an article on Craigslist.
Okay.
During the week, they went kind of viral around the world. Pretty interesting. Guy from the States called Gordon, 56-year-old. He's divorced. He quit his job. He's got a whole stack of cash. Wants to go to Coachella.
Okay.
So he put an ad up on Craigslist saying Coachella VIP weekend, free pass for the right person.
Oh my! I'm the right person.
You might be. Well, I've got the list here. I was hoping you might read out his criteria.
Yeah.
If you can fit this criteria,
I can get a free thing to. As I said, I'm a stingy man, so that is perfect for me.
But I do. This is pretty amazing. He's cashed out all of his assets. He's got $401,000 to spend.
Good right? God.
He's got a beautiful Winnebago.
Oh my God.
For the trip. Everything is covered. Everything is covered. As I said, VIP passes, which is what you want.
I'm going to, even with all this, I'm going to oversee the, I'm going to let go the fact that he's a 56-year-old man called Gordon. So I'm willing to shack it with anyone for this.
It's quite expensive. This is from Thursday through to Monday. He's literally going to pay for everything. If you can fit this criteria.
Right, come on. I will get a sex change.
I've got the list for you here. Do you want to just read through? You can go from the...
Right.
It's quite
a
long
list. It's a vast list.
Yeah.
Okay.
But start from number one. You can just work your way through.
So... Oh, he's just... Is this a description about him at the top? He's just left his job as a supervising manager at a soup plantation.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Here we go.
Yep.
One. All right, I've fallen at the first hurdle. Must be female between the ages of 19 and 25. Okay, listen, I can actually, I've got my hair in a bun at the moment.
True.
You know, I've got a nice slender figure. I can squeeze into a mini dress, and I'm willing to do it for the right price.
Perfect.
As I said, I've got no shame. Must be, number two, must be comfortable travelling in a recreational vehicle, brackets, vintage Shasta Chinook. What? Chinook? A helicopter?
Maybe Chinook. That must be the Winnebago thing. That's fine. That's
yeah. I'm willing to travel. Yes, 100%. I love those things. They remind me of what was that 80s films? The Great Outdoors.
Oh, with Chevy Chase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So number three, must have fashionable sense of style in the vein of typical Coachella goer, i.e., cute Indian headband, small rich jean shorts, lots of colourful bracelets. I'm willing to do that. I'm going to look like some sort of Pocahontas transgender weird thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little strange, but okay.
That's
sure.
Fine.
It's a bit strange, but...
Number four, preferably have a playlist of various Coachella artists on phone we can listen to on ride over. Willing to download some for you, Gordon?
Easy.
If that's what you want. Must keep hands and feet moisturised at all times. Right. That's weird. Does he mean...
Starting to
does
get
he mean
creepy.
Mine or his?
Yours.
I'd have to constantly moisturise his hands and feet.
Your own.
Okay, fine.
Your own hands and feet need to be moisturised at all times.
To be fair, I am willing to... I do moisturise, so
okay,
that's fine.
That's good.
Number six. Must be open-minded and opportunistic. Opportunistic, yeah, I'm trying to take advantage of this guy right now.
Dang.
Open-minded, yeah, 100%. My brain's so open it might just fall out my head. Must be okay with periodic hand-holding.
Yeah,
I'm going with that. I mean, if I'm going to moisturise the hands, let's get them used.
You don't want to waste moisturiser.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Brackets, perhaps during certain sensual songs and while walking into the festival initially. Right. See, what I don't want to do is send out the wrong vibe, because there could be some, you know, ladies in there who might think, hey, who's this guy? Oh, no, he's holding that. Who's that? Why is he holding that? No, no.
Yeah.
But no, but as I said, shameless, so 100% up for doing
that.
You're
ticking all the boxes so far.
Yeah.
That's good.
Eight. Fingernails and toenails must be nicely painted and harmonious with general colour scheme of outfit. Willing to do that?
Okay.
Because what I could do is I could maybe get around this by wearing a nail coloured outfit and then just leave them as they are.
That's brilliant. That's actually brilliant.
Genius. Number nine. I will provide snacks such as beef jerky. I love beef jerky.
Good.
But I'm a sort of vegan now. But anyway, that's fine. It's free. And I'm willing to over it. And peanut butter sandwiches if you have additional snacks and / all drinks. Big bonus. I'm up for that.
Fine.
I eat seaweed. I eat Snacker Jacks. Mm. I'm banging to kale at the moment. I'm very pretentious when it comes to eating, actually. But yeah, I'm willing to eat peanut butter just off of my own finger. If that gets me a free ticket.
It sounds like Gordon would want that.
Yeah. off my moisturised finger. Number 10. Being social is fine, but no excessive fraternising with other male goers and male festival goers, and most definitely no public affection with other festival goers.
Yep.
Brackets, violation of this rule results in immediate removal of Tropic Motor Motel room privileges and maybe even return ride. Right. So he's saying if I sort of like flirt with any other male festival goers, then he's going to immediately boot me out.
100%.
Yeah. Well, do you know, I'm a decent human being, and when I'm with a man, I'm with a man. So, you know, it's fine. I'm gonna go all in, Gordon. Right. Number 11, periodic moments of extended eye contact. What does that mean?
You want sort of stare into each other's eyes.
But what if there's a good band on? I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
So we can listen, can't we? People are going to... fine, Gordon. That's fine, my mate. Allow me to brush your hair once per day. I've got lovely big hair at the moment.
This is where it officially starts getting... You have to allow him to brush your hair
once
a day.
Yeah, no, that's weird. Also, I am very, very paranoid about my hair. I go to the doctors once a month because I think it's falling out. So he has to brush it. I provide the brush, and he has to hold it at the root so it doesn't yank out and just brush the ends, and that's fine.
Yeah.
We can do it in a manly, gentlemanly way.
Beautiful.
There's nothing wrong about one man combing another man's hair.
Nothing.
While staring at each other's eyes, whilst Kasabian blare out in the background.
And whilst holding moisturised hands.
Fine, exactly. We're covered in peanut butter. That's absolutely fine. Okay. Must not be into drugs. Pot. Okay. Number 14. Must take a minimum of 4 photos of us together and post them to your Instagram account. He's actually spelled Instagram wrong, but that's fine.
It's fine. He's 56.
He's not to know, is he? I'm surprised he can actually use a computer. They're quite not. That's quite savvy of him. must take a minute. Okay, 4 photos of us together. Okay. As long as I can choose a good angle that makes me look good, and I don't have an Instagram account, so maybe you will post it to someone else's Instagram account.
Yeah.
Okay. Any personal grooming, such as toenail clipping, eyebrow plucking, or lipstick application, must be done in my presence. Fine. Yeah. I think you just leave that on throughout the whole thing, to be honest.
I want to watch you clip your nails and pluck your eyebrows.
Why? This is going to put you off me, Gordon. I'm all right, but like, if you see me clipping my nails... Actually, normally I do it with my teeth, but that's fine. I'll do it. I can use an actual clipper. Number 16. Does Michael normally have to answer questions like this?
No.
At least once during festival, you must allow me to carry you on my shoulders so you can see stage better. Brackets, perfect time for Instagram photo. I'm quite light, so that can be fine. And I'm quite tall, so I'm going to be head and shoulders above everyone else.
Yep,
so that's good. 17. At least twice during the festival, you must tell me in a playful manner that I am naughty. Yeah. That's weird.
You're naughty.
But I am naughty. I don't understand, but he's confusing me. He's saying I'm not allowed to do drugs, but no. I am allowed to be naughty.
No, he wants you to tell him that he's naughty.
Oh.
He wants you to gaze right into his eyes with moisturised hands, pluck your eyebrows, and tell him that he's naughty.
He's naughty.
Twice a day.
Well, he'll have to do something naughty, like swear.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Okay.
But he might murder you.
Oh, God, that's pretty naughty.
But he would never swear.
Would you cast murder as naughty?
Pretty naughty.
A naughty boy.
It's pretty
right, you've been naughty. Get to jail. Okay, 18. At some point in time during the festival, you must tell me that, quote, you didn't know how this would go, but you're actually having a really good time. Yeah, I'm a con artist. Yeah, it's weird. But Andy always says I'm such like a psychopath. I'm always going, oh, man, it's such a great time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, you little snide.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Andy can't lie, you see.
No.
But I'm just, as we know, we've established a great actor.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I don't like it when people say that they, like, so, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they're, it must be so confusing if you're the judge and they're both vying for custody of the kid. Like, right, are you two acting now? Are they fake tears?
I know exactly. You wouldn't know, would you?
Judge, I wouldn't lie. Well, you see a job.
Yeah.
Anyway. So 19.
Yeah, two left.
At least once during our stay after your shower, you must use the steam to write a cute message on the bathroom mirror for me to find later when I shower. Yeah, there's another one.
So creepy.
What's a cute message? Maybe he means acute, like a very specific message.
Yeah,
an acute message. Okay, go to bed now.
Yeah.
Something like that. Right, number 20. Must be ready to party and have fun.
What do you reckon, Rich? Are you in?
Totally in.
Amazing.
Gordon.
We're going to find him for you.
I'm all yours.
Jessica Lever from The Hook is going to join us up next right here on FUBAR.
Subculture Club on FUBAR Radio.
Before the lovers shook me beneath the law, oh, it's raw. Oh, it's raw. It's something you're not telling me, so tell me why you can. It's something you're not telling me, so tell me why you can. Stop.
Conway there with Lover's Law on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich with you, and our first guest of the day, the wonderful, fabulously talented, we have the head of production from the Hook magazine online, Jessica Lever.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. Woo. Welcome. Yay. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. So, can I just get something out of the way quickly before we start?
Sure.
So, Jessica, my name is Rich Hardesty.
Hi.
How are you? And you may know me from such emails being ignored as from Claire Nightingale trying to sort... Here! Yes, that's right! So, we have evidence. Last email said March 17th.
I'm so sorry.
Here we go. So, explain yourself, Jessica.
So, I don't think
Rich and Andy are suitable for this. For this platform. So what's going on?
The background for this, of course, the Hook Online. The Hook produce. It's a content provider online. It's massive. It's huge, huge following. Like, you know, 5-6 million followers plus online. It
could be more with me.
Huge.
But
it's and you do create a lot of original content.
Yeah.
So obviously, Rich being a comedy actor.
Yeah. Hey, we could really work together. Really help each other. But no.
I just like to ignore emails. You know.
I've noticed two in a row.
And
then I come in here today and I find out, oh yeah, I know her. Oh really? And then she says, oh yeah, Michael's been on there. What's going? Beck here. Everyone but me. This is some sort of sick joke.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Do you want the honest answer?
No, I don't think I do. Yeah. Do I? Is it good?
My grandma died.
Oh God.
And so I like haven't been on emails.
Oh.
Which is why
I love you. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It is all I'm. Listen, my deepest sympathies.
I just said that's making you feel awkward. It's not true.
You're fine. Unbelievable. I'll do the comedy round here. Right. Okay. Fine.
No, it is true. But I will definitely get in touch, and I'm really sorry. And let's just go for a meeting next week.
Yes. Yay. It's happened. All you have to do is lure them into a trap on radio.
Is that what this is all about?
This has all been a ruse. Goodbye now.
No,
see ya.
No.
I'm so sorry. I am sorry. But I'd love to go for a coffee with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
wonderful.
This is so nice.
Yay! It's been a success.
This is right. Cute, I love it.
Oh, thank you.
So we make like lots of original comedy, which you've probably seen.
Yeah.
So
are
you a comedian then?
I'm a comedian, a writer, and performer. And look at me selling myself.
I am.
Award winning. No, I'm not award winning. But I'm really great. And desperate. Oh.
I'm so. And also, I need to reply to your emails.
No, babe, it's fine. We're all catching up here.
Don't worry about it.
Let's do emails live. We're in the studio chatting
email.
Like real people.
Good point.
So the Hook. Let's talk about the Hook. It's so great what you guys do. So as I said, you do create a lot of original content, and then obviously you find stories around the world, and you sort of push them online, and they end up going viral. Like, it's a huge thing. Like,
you get loads of hits.
Having nearly 6 million followers on Facebook, and then that's not even combined with Twitter, and then your Instagram, and then your website, and all, like, this is a huge juggernaut explain to people like a bit about the Hook, how it started, what you do now, what involves being head of production.
Well, it's pretty nuts. So it started in a strange way. So our owners went to uni together. They're entrepreneurs, and they had loads of different businesses.
Okay.
And they started off as like a box business. So when you were at uni, you went in your room as a fresher, and there'd be a box there that had like lots of different things in it, and that was called Hello You. I don't know when you went to uni, but like I'm too old.
I didn't make it to university.
No, me neither. I missed the day they taught that.
Okay. Let's not talk about that.
And so about 3 years ago, so they kind of had like a Facebook page, everything kind of grew from that, and a website with articles on it. And then basically, what happened was they invested all of that money, sold the box business, invested all of that money into editorial.
Wow.
And we've just kind of grown ever since then. So
how did you get to 5 million? It's an organic thing.
It's organic. So basically a lot of like video content and just putting out stuff that people like to chat.
I would love
it's
to check.
It's a surefire way
that
to get
cat
hits.
Video.
Oh God.
That cat video that's got like 2 million hits. I would love to shag that cat video.
Oh God. People falling off slides, all that sort of slapstick stuff.
Yeah. So as well as shagging it, also sharing and tagging, which is what I think what I meant there. But
sharing. Oh my God.
Share and tag. Shag.
Is that what shagging is?
That's what I was doing. Next time I'm in a bar, I'll say, no, sorry, I didn't mean that to say that to you late, my love. I meant to say share and tag. Yeah. I didn't mean, that would be rude to come up to a woman and just say that.
Share and tag me.
Share and tag me. Wow, that's amazing. I'm just like a bit fascinated with this. How does it work in terms of like, maybe this, can you talk about this on radio? Does that monetization and stuff like that?
Yeah, so we're not monetized.
Oh, okay.
So our like business is funded. Sorry, I don't know if this is really boring.
No.
Through like advertising revenue and like branded content deals.
Right. Okay.
So we do really cool branded content deals. So we did like this one for Blair Witch Project, which was in an award got nominated for an award where we basically like filmed this VR and I like, went out and showed it to loads of interns. You know Johanna?
Johanna, she's up next.
Yeah, she was in it. She starred in it. We filmed it.
Ah, wicked.
So we kind of do lots of different things like that, and that's kind of what funds us, but our page isn't monetized.
Ah, right. Okay.
And in the office, is like, there's probably half a dozen, 7 or 8 people in the office, and it's kind of expanding
There's 16 of us in total. And we're getting more and more people. So I'm recruiting at the moment. So
you guys
want to apply to be in
my good luck at getting an email response, guys, if you apply.
you'll probably never hear from me. Ever again.
Probably best to call, to be honest, by phone. Or get a radio show and invite a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. So what is being head of production? What does that involve? Like, what's a day-to-day for Jess Lever?
Well, I meet lots of different comedians, like, on a daily basis, apart from
even
you.
Worse! I meet about 12 a day. Any old tat will do.
So I meet lots of different comedians. And basically, I feel so bad. I'm going to email your agent, like, as soon as I
get off here. I've heard this before.
I'm so sorry. So basically, we're going to... what I do on a day-to-day basis is I kind of meet lots of different people. People send in scripts, and then we just commission different scripts and come up with different ways of like going out and shooting them, location sourcing. So this week on Monday, we filmed together.
We did. It was very fun. That's another one with Michael Payne. And oh, that's three now we've done, isn't it, Jess? That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Rub it in, guys.
It did involve him getting a bin, though. Yes. So you have to get in a bin.
Really?
That's part of the criteria. We were going to tell you about that up next, Rich. But we get
comedians in and exploit them by forcing them into bins.
Yeah.
This is like basically that. This is like that, what was that thing where they get tramps to fight tramp wars or something online?
Don't do that.
Okay, fine. Comedian wars. Get two desperate comedians desperate to be on the hook and make them
together.
Fight it out to the death.
That's what you're going to have to do if you want me to reply to your email.
I'll kill him to get some hits.
Can we
get me 9 more followers?
Hey, producers, can we get a wheelie bin in here in the next 5 minutes? Do you think a big green wheelie bin for Rich to get in?
Is that all right? Make sure
we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Okay,
we're going to get you in.
I'm going to get into a bin live on radio. Fantastic. Imagine hearing the sound of that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. I mean, if we can get a bin in here, maybe you can have your interview right then.
We could do a waste paper bin.
An interview from the bin.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see if we can make that happen. Up next as well, Jess. We found some content that you have provided from the hook that we really really need to talk to you about. And then we've also got a little bit of a game that we're going to need your help to pick a winner between me and Rich. We both know it's me. That's going to be coming up. Here is Tennis right here on FUBAR. This one is Ladies Don't Play Guitar. Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich with you, and we have the lovely Jess Lever in the studio with us from the hook. cool. Tennis, ladies don't play guitar. On FUBAR, Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich with you. And we got Jess Lever from The Hook Online magazine joining us in the studio. And so Hook Online, obviously, it is a massive content provider. It is very, very large, as we said before.
It's like a sort of like, it's like the Lad Bible, isn't it? That sort of thing where it's like always good content, like short things, viral things, sketches. Do they do like sketches? Are you like more?
So we do more like original comedy.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, we kind of want to be like the home original comedy.
Amazing.
And Lad Bible obviously quite male orientated, whereas we're very male female split in our audience.
Okay, good.
And what is the demographic? Is it sort of like, 15 to 35 or something around the lines of that?
It's like more 18 to 30, but our core age is 22.
Right, so you can get a bit naughty. You can get a bit naughty.
Get a bit cheeky.
You can swear.
Are there any guidelines as far as what you can and can't do? Like, is there certain things you can't? Or
just don't be a dick, really.
Just don't be a dick. Yeah. I think that is a good life.
Maybe let's not have the meeting then. Forget it.
No, I think, we just kind of, obviously, we try and always put like a fun spin on things, and we write trending news as well, so we cover lots of different topics, but we do try and always keep it like youth focused and fun, sexy.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, because I'm a big fan of The Hook. I follow you guys online, and obviously we've done a few things together as well. One story that definitely caught our attention, Rich and I, we wanted to talk to you about this story that was posted, I believe yesterday or maybe the day before, that you guys posted on The Hook Online. Headline is, "Guy catfished another man for 2 years by putting on a woman's voice."
What a swine.
Whoa.
Amazing. Catfishing, of course, is when online relationships, somebody pretends to be someone else. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's not expert at that.
Why is it called catfishing? Why is it called? Is it because, like, you pretend to be a cat, but you're really a fish?
That makes total sense to me.
I remember when I was a kid, this is my first experience of this, right? I was about 6 years old, and honestly, this completely warped my perception of the world. I went to Bournemouth on holiday with my mum and my parents, and I met this girl called Nicola. I met a guy called Nick. And that was it. So I've ruined it now.
A guy called Nick.
We were hanging around for like literally a week and a half in Bournemouth, like messing around in the pool, having a laugh, playing football. And I went. Then I went to his tent one day. His mum made us some Nutella on like a baguette, and I was. And she went, "Nicola," and I went, "Your mum just called you Nicola."
Yeah.
And she went, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh my god!" She had short hair. She obviously didn't have boobs yet. It was a girl. Oh. I'd been hanging out with a girl.
You got catfished.
Yeah, but at that
and
age,
you got cooties.
That's a destroyer man.
And you got cooties.
Like, we've been wrestling. Oh god! People are gonna think I fancy you. No! She ran off crying.
Maybe she fancied you. Maybe she was having a platonic friendship between a man and a woman.
We all come at this whole thing from different angles. It's all wrong. We ain't no teller together.
She might have started catfishing. Maybe that was the original catfish. Because I mean,
hang on, it's not called Nicola.
This is a guy, Danny, who was in a relationship for 2 years.
Danny or Danielle? This is the thing. Be specific.
You don't know. But it was with someone called Rosa, and Rosa was the one who was actually a guy who they spoke on the phone.
Rosa, Rossi.
So they never obviously went like face to face Skype or anything like that.
But they spoke on the phone. Alfie.
Is he from the office?
Yeah. Alfie?
So they would talk online. They talk on the phone. Everything. Full on online relationship for 2 years until this guy found out that he was actually being catfished.
That is mental.
I actually did this thing. Do you remember Chat Roulette? I used to like go on. My friend had some like fake boobs, like comedy boobs, So I used to basically, it's quite good. I'd go on, push the boobs up to the screen, get the guy to start wanking himself off, and then just about to come on, pull back and go,
"Ah!"
He'd be like, "No!" And I'd be like, "Got ya!" Skip.
Oh my god. I used to do. Did you use MSN?
But everyone, that's like email time, wasn't it? What was that?
So MSN was, it was like a kind of, it was Facebook chat, but before Facebook.
That was what it was,
We used to use that and like pretend that, we used to do some weird things on there.
But
like,
what, get older, get people?
No, so me and my friend like used to pretend, like, so you'd be like ASL, which is like age, sex, like live.
Oh, that was like.
And then you'd like talk to someone, and then we'd like pretend we were the police if someone like spoke to us, even though because we were like 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But we were like vigilantes, but in retrospect, the person was probably just like, "Hey, how are you going to stay?" And we were like, "We're the police."
What we wanted to do, Jess, we're hoping you can help us decide, because Rich and I actually called up two different venues today. day to do our best impersonation of a woman's voice.
Okay.
To book, try to book a table at the place.
Lovely.
We were hoping that you could hear both and decide which one you think is the better catfish.
Shall I respond in a man's voice?
Yes. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, yeah, okay. This is good.
Okay, we'll go with yours first, Rich.
Solid, it's a gender-neutral society we live in now. Who cares? Yeah, who cares what we are? We're all beautiful.
So, Rich called up Drink Shop and Do. Thank you very much, Drink Shop and Do in King's Cross, for going along with this. They had no idea what was going on. Here we go. This is Rich calling up first.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just... Can I book a table at all in this venue or not?
Yes, you can. For how many people would it be for?
About four.
For four? What day would it be for? It's just because we don't normally take bookings for less than five.
Friday? Is that okay?
Friday. Which Friday?
This Friday?
Oh, today?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. At what time?
Maybe 9 p.m.?
Okay? 9 p.m. I'm afraid all of our areas and tables are taken, so I'd recommend you guys just coming down, because we do leave some tables aside for walking groups.
Okay, what about... About five? Would that work?
I'm afraid we have a private event upstairs that we'll be setting up for that.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd recommend coming at about 6 o'clock so that you can grab a table on the downstairs bar.
Okay, we'll try my best. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The bye at the end.
Sorry, I set our character towards the end there. But yeah, please, I just want to say now, Jessica, don't judge my acting skills on that, because not too much, because, you know, if I was to do a sketch for you and your lovely website, it would be the best.
Yep.
It would be
good
convincing.
Sell. That was a really good sell.
And seriously,
it would be
the best. So yeah, I won't be playing a woman.
I'm not going to cast you as a woman.
What was your thoughts, Jess? What were your thoughts about that?
Right, well, that was my man's voice. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, you just sounded a bit strange. Like, you kind of like...
It was, wasn't it?
I don't think if I was listening to you on the other end of the phone, I don't know if I'd gender you. I think I'd just think you were just someone...
Non-gender
calling.
Specific.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like
just
a plant.
Like Prince.
Yeah. Just a person calling up...
Like Michael Jackson. It was like Michael Jackson, wasn't it?
It was just a bit weird.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
Lovely. All right, well, let's go to the second one now. So this is me. I called up the depot, which is next door, formerly Shilly Beers, to try to book a table. Check it out. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello. Hey, is this Shilly Beers?
It is indeed.
Oh, amazing. Would I be able to make a reservation for today?
Of course you can. What time?
Beautiful. For about 8 p.m.
8 p.m. For how many people?
It'd just be me and three of my girlfriends.
So four?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yeah? Can I get a name, please?
It's Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah. And it's for my hens, so would we be able to just get a little space in the corner?
You want it in a corner?
Is that okay?
Like up the back or up the front?
Anywhere. I'd probably prefer it up the back.
Yeah, okay. Can I get a number?
Sure. It's 07?
Yeah.
521?
Yeah.
483.
Yeah.
212.
212. Do you want to be up in the loungy mezzanine area?
That would be amazing, because we were going to get a bit of entertainment as well. Is that okay?
Any what?
We're going to get a bit of entertainment. A guy was going to come in and just do a little dance.
I feel like you're a friend of mine right now.
We could be.
Okay.
I'll see you at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Thank you. There we go.
Wow.
I'm going to... That was a stereotypical woman. Very sexist there. Mine was more... mine was more original and very, very obvious, yours, there.
Well,
come on, Jess. You're the person that knows these things.
The first thing I want to say is that, like, I feel a bit sad for this person having their hen doing a depot.
If they're listening, that's a great venue for any function, night or day, whatever the size.
Good point.
2 to 100.
A depot. Yeah. What do they have there? Like,
no, it's the name of the bar next door.
Oh, the depot. I thought you meant like a depot.
Not just a depot.
Like a bus depot.
Good
or something.
Hey, it's the bus depot. I'm going for my hen do.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. I'm glad we got that sorted. Yeah, yours was great. You reminded me of my Australian forefathers.
So you pick me?
Yeah.
That's a bullshit.
Thank you so much.
Biased.
Nah. I'd like to.
You guys don't know true acting. Fantastic beasts. Yeah, fantastic beasts.
How many lines did you have?
Ooh. Right, move on. Next question. Right. So I'm off. No emails.
No. Thank you, Jess. That was amazing. Thank you so much. The Hook. Please do go check it out. The Hook online. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram, Twitter. Everywhere. The website. Go and check it out. It's incredibly funny. It's very fun. And Richard is pointing. So I'm assuming.
Just want to say. be careful, because I googled the Hook magazine, and you might get a magazine dedicated to tractors, because that's what I got.
There's also one to fishing as well. But no, we are the Cat Hook. Fishing? It's the Hook Mag.
The Hook Mag.
And it's actually, it's an online magazine, isn't it? So, but you have a physical
magazine. But yeah, the Hook is the Hook. Check us out on Facebook. That's where
that's
content.
What I had to do. Yeah, yeah.
It's just the Hook on Facebook, and loads of original comedy, lots of fun things.
Brilliant.
Gonna have a show at Fringe this year as well. So,
yay!
Wow,
yeah. And more Hugh on there too. So.
Yay!
Awesome,
thanks, boys.
And I'll be on the Hook soon.
And you'll
with
be on
my
the Hook.
New solo show, the Rich Hardesty Show, live on the Hook every week.
Thanks, Jess. We love
Cheers.
You.
Say bye.
Bye.
We got the amazing Kelly Jade is going to join us right after Spring King. Who are you? The name of this one on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich with you. Jess Lever, we love you. Feeling getting hotter.
Presents.
It's Elle Meadow.
It's me, Elle Meadow.
There we go. Is it weird to have a wank about a girl you are friends with on Facebook/Instagram/Snapchat? And of course, you are friends with in real life, mate.
I've wanked over my friends.
Well, actually, no, I've wanked over my friends who I have had sex with.
Really?
I don't think that's weird, though.
I definitely have.
Yeah, I think that's fine. You can masturbate over your friends. Maybe just don't tell them. Sometimes I find that romantic, and I know it's meant to be, like, a really sexy, like, some people might find it gross. If someone who I'm interested in said they thought about me when they masturbated, I'm like, aww.
Still beat you.
Every Wednesday. The Hannah Whitten Show. From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That is Lolita by Dreamwife on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Rich with you. Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne.
Hello.
Are you having a good time so far?
I'm having a wonderful time. I've managed to corner someone who didn't return my emails.
You have?
I've got some new information. I might have a date with a guy called Gordon to go to Coachella. Life's good.
Well, guess what, Rich?
Go.
It's about to get a whole lot better!
Oh, God.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like
Kali Jai, didn't it?
Isn't that beer?
Wonderful Kelly Jade from the Metro with Weird News!
Hello.
Always looking amazing.
Thank you very much. I've tried a new dress today.
You have?
It's like a lilac sort of vibe.
It's cool. I feel like it upstages us in the photo we just got.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. My bad. Been here 5 seconds, already taken over.
Already.
How are you boys?
We're great. We're
good.
Fine. We're so obviously Rich filling in for Michael today.
Yeah.
I did think Michael looked different today.
Yeah. Wow. You're a bit pale, bro. Yeah.
Some would say an improvement. Some would say he looks ill. But that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Now we're having a good old time.
Lovely.
How about you? How's Metro? How's life? How's things?
Yeah, life is good, but it's obviously Mother's Day on Sunday, and I'm a bit stressed because I've got half the present, and then I don't know how to like bulk it out.
What have you bought half a present?
Well, I always do the sort of like...
I mean, livid, half a plate or whatever you've got. What
do you do with this? I do like sort of homemade sort of shit.
Right.
But I don't know how to, you know, make it even better than it is.
So what have you got?
I can't tell you because my mum's probably listening.
Oh, is she? Hello,
can you tell us to like turn it down? Okay, forget it.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey, talking about your mom.
And not again.
We're friends on Facebook now.
Yes, you are.
Yay!
Oh, really?
Basically.
I will not trust this man near my mother.
No, literally. We spoke about it last week, and now Hugh's been talking to her on Facebook, so...
Yeah, I did. I confessed that I had a crush on Kelly's mum.
Yeah.
She's a very, very gorgeous woman. Just like Kelly. That's obviously where
Kelly's. Of course. Got good genes. Like me and Michael.
Yeah. but yeah, so we're friends on Facebook now. We just like each other's photos.
Mm-hmm.
I love mums.
Do
you know what? I love mums. I've always loved mums. Like, I don't, like, dads scare me. Like, they're sort of like, you know, when you're a kid and you go to someone's house, like, my dad's in. Oh, no. But like, actually, just my mum's in. Like, yay!
How's this? So I was having a drink with my friend last night, and both of her parents are cops. Can you imagine like going to someone's house? Because my older sister, when she would have their boyfriends over or boys over when we were kids, that everyone was terrified of my dad because he was a Welsh rugby player and they were terrified of him. Could you imagine going to someone's house where not only the dad is a cop, but the mum is actually a higher ranking cop than the dad?
God, it sounds like some sort of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I love
it. Imagine that.
Wow. I bet you must have been so scared when you're a kid, you sort of do silly things like smoke weed and like, you know, cover yourself deodorant to make sure you hide it. Doing that when they're both coppers, must be like,
no way. Right,
come here. I know if something is going on here.
You don't get grounded, you get handcuffed.
You get sentenced to 10 years hard time.
That's it. Do the dishes? No. Pepper spray.
Oh, no, not again. This just takes the smell of the weed away. But anyway.
All right, Kel, here we go. Let's jump into it. So we got three things here that you've brought in for us that we're going to play right now. Rich and I have to try to guess what they are, and then you're going to tell us the actual story. Here is number one.
Good night, little plant. You drink all this little water up.
That would do just fine.
Oh, what do you reckon's going on there, Rich?
Can I hear that again?
I was thinking the same thing. Here we go.
Good night, little plant. You drink all this little water up.
That would do just fine.
What is going on?
Drink all the little water is just fine. Is that...
Do you want
okay.
One more?
One more, please.
One more. Here we go.
Good night, little plant. You drink all this little water up.
That would do just fine.
Did he say pig? Did he say nice little pig, drink all the water?
Nice little pig, drink all the water. That will do just fine. Who's that bloke at the end? It sounded like Barack Obama.
No, not Barack Obama. But you can pay attention to the voice. It will help.
Okay.
That will do it again.
Yeah,
do it again.
Here we go.
Nice little plant. You drink all this little water up.
That would do just fine.
That would do just fine.
Who's
that? If I know the voice, will that ruin it?
Not necessarily.
That will do just fine. It's like Morgan Freeman-y sort of.
Yeah, he's an older chap, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, older actor.
An old
that
actor.
That will do just fine.
I think you're making it too jazzy.
You sound like
that will do just fine, baby.
Now you sounded a little bit like Christopher Walken, and now it's a little bit John Travolta in Pulp Fiction-y.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is the first time you've actually stumped me. I got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Well, it's Patrick Stewart.
Oh.
But it didn't sound like him that much.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. So basically, it turns out that the Star Trek actor actor has been using cannabis every single day for the past 2 years.
Ooh. Never. Yeah. I knew he was too smiley for his own good. He's having too much fun.
I love how you say cannabis as well.
if that was like an advert for a pro drug advert, that is, I want to be like him. He's amazing. Yeah. Hang on, that's not why his hair fell out, is it?
No.
Okay, well, fine. I'm up for it.
Does smoking weed make your hair fall out?
No, that's what I'm saying. That would be... Because it was almost like, you know, if they were saying, you know, take drugs, this is what you'll be like, then I would be like, cool, but not if it means I'm going to lose all my barnet.
That's actually true. So I'm just trying to figure out, if it's Patrick Stewart's been smoking weed every day for 2 years...
Yes.
Why is a little pig drinking out of water?
Yeah.
It's a scary movie, isn't it? And they smoke weed and stuff in there, so...
Right, okay. Oh. I thought maybe, like, Patrick was supposed to be tripping out. Yeah. I'm, like, imagine a little pig.
Yeah.
So hang on, did they explain why 2 years ago he went, hang on a minute, I'm going to smoke some weed?
No, basically, he doesn't smoke it. So it's for medical reasons.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Sure.
And he's, like, 76 now, and he's got bad arthritis in his hands.
I've got arthritis! Yes!
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
So much in common.
That means I can do drugs!
Sorry. Basically, really he's got, like, a spray rather than smoking it.
Yeah, right.
So he just puts it on his hands. But I wonder how strong the spray is, because if you think about it, he's Patrick Stewart, so he's been Professor X, his best friend's Gandalf. When he's going to trip out, he's going to trip out.
Oh, my God! Yeah, I mean, he doesn't live in reality anyway. Yeah, he might think he's actually in a wheelchair. You have to say, no, you're not. You just, oh, God, these legs work.
Would he get blazed and watch his own films?
Definitely.
You would, wouldn't you? You'd just get blazed and watch X-Men.
Yeah. Maybe.
What if he's just got a really stoned hand? They're just sort of like...
All it is one hand.
This one's fine, but this one's just like, nah, I'm not doing it. Sorry, dude. No way. Really chilled out and paranoid. A paranoid hand.
Sorry.
We should do that now. Next time, watch him do an interview. Keep an eye on his hand and see what he's doing. if he's trying to scuttle off set, then...
his hand keeps going for chips.
Yeah.
Keeps going for chips.
Or
go for Michael Parkinson.
Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, that's so good.
But yeah. That's basically
it. Wow, that's amazing. Makes me like him even more. I liked him anyway.
Yeah.
And now I really like the guy.
That's brilliant. All right, let's go into number two now. So, Rich, let's try and figure out what this is. That is a very, very rich person dropping their kids off to school on a helicopter.
You ruined it.
Is that actually it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Are you having a laugh? Are you some sort of audio... genius!
I genuinely don't know what this story is. That was just my guess.
Honestly, I was about to say, what was that mess? But how did you manage to like get that
I'm
from
impressed.
That?
Is that? I'm gonna hear that again. Is that really what it is?
Yeah, I think this is the first time you've got it right, isn't
Absolutely. Here you go. Check it out. I can't believe it.
But where did you get the rich part from?
Because who else, like poor people, like going to drop their kids up and go on a helicopter?
Yeah. In Hackney. Down in Dalston.
Maybe they sold literally everything in their lives to just have a helicopter and they live in a helicopter.
Yeah. That'd be a Chinook. So what sort of...
That could be poor rich people.
So you tell me that someone got dropped off at school in a helicopter?
Basically, yeah. So his dad's super rich and he was late for school, so he just sort of threw him out of the helicopter and...
Get in there.
Yeah.
That kid must be a little shit. Sorry, no offence, but like, you know what kids are like. Imagine going just like... and like walking into math. All right, boys.
Is it more spoiled or is it more badass? Because he looks a little bit like a James Bond movie.
If you got out, and you were either in a suit or you were in like a Top Gun jacket and aviators and stuff like that.
Oh my God, your hair gelled back.
Imagine like saying to a babe, do you want to come back to mine after school? Get in the helicopter.
I can't just walk in this point the teacher going, you, teach.
Yeah.
The thing is, how can the teacher ever go at him? Because it'd be like, listen, son, you need to study. I don't need to do jack shit, sir. You've got a helicopter.
Literally, that is like life's pinnacle, isn't it? Owning your own helicopter. So what do you even need to go to school for?
I'm never going to top this, so I'm going to give up now. Sorry.
Who are these people?
So it is the child of Andre, bear with me, Palchevsky.
Okay.
And he is the deputy minister of sports in the Ukraine. So he's got some dollar going on.
Yeah. He's got some serious bling.
Yeah. but I just thought how casual. I thought it was awesome. Super cool.
That's amazing. That's the sort of thing that, you know, even if... You know when you're a kid at school and like, because you always just get those lying little kids at school who'd be like, yeah, I've got a pair of Reebok pumps, they're at my auntie's, I can't wear them. Of course you have. I used to have a mate who always used to say, remember in Ghostbusters? And my uncle works for Nintendo actually, so I have actually got a Nintendo. It's just that like, you can't see it. And don't ask my mum about it because it's true.
Do you know what my biggest lie I think at school that I literally ran home crying because no one believed me was that my dad was Hulk Hogan.
Really?
That's impressive.
Wow. I was like, he is! Hulk Hogan is! My dad! He's my dad! Please,
How would I lie?
Oh god, look, there he is now in the helicopter. He's coming to pick me up.
Oh my god. My biggest lie was I once accidentally did a Hadouken. Hadouken! I said that I tried to do it and it flew out of my hands and then it went out the window and that was it. Quite mad.
What was your biggest lie at school, Kel?
Biggest lie at school.
Kel, if your mum's listening, she's going to love this.
Because I was quite goody two shoes. The only time I had a detention and stuff was a class detention. So.
Oh, really? Oh. What? Yeah. So you had to pay for someone else's sins?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's out of order.
I know.
You must have lied. Come when you're really young, like 5 or 6. Seven.
Well,
all kids, all
actually, there's. It's not quite a lie, but it's a terrible thing that I did. And okay. I don't know whether I should say it on air.
No, no, wait, I'm pulling the music down. I want to hear this. I'm pulling
the music. Time you mugged that old woman.
No. Here we go. Kelly J. It's the one time in her life that she's been naughty. Here we go.
Kelly J.
I saw my cousin annoyed me, so I put her in the washing basket and put on a devil mask and I held her over the top of the stairs.
Oh my god!
Did you push her down?
No, I just wanted to scare her a little bit.
Just wanted to tease her. This is what could happen. But I'm going to let you live. But if you ever upstage me again, so help me God.
I love that she puts on a devil mask just to really sell it.
As if being held over the stairs isn't terrifying enough, I turn back to devil.
So I'd like to apologise to my cousin Sophia on air now.
Who is now in a mental institution. But,
she could, still to this day, she cannot wash a thing. She cannot wash any item of clothing ever.
Mummy, I swear I saw the devil. Don't lie. Stop telling lies or it's off you go.
But I just did so much stuff. It was awful. Another time as well.
Here we go. It's all coming out now.
It's all coming out now.
Actually,
I pretended that mustard was custard, and I put a whole spoonful in her mouth, and she started crying, and water started coming out of her nose.
Oh my god!
Brilliant. So
it's such an easy because they're both yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
She wouldn't know.
But a bowl of mustard. Oh god!
I tell you what, I did a similar thing when my mum used to like look after student exchange people for cash. They paid State House, and I was about 12, and I was sat downstairs eating my breakfast. And this German guy came down like, oh, hello, morning. I was like, hey, he's about 17. And I saw him get the Marmite, and he must have spread it really thick, thought it was chocolate spread. I was like, oh you want to... And I thought, actually, I'm going to let's see what this comes out. And I just saw him put it in his mouth. He went, oh, nine, nine, nine. Fell back. I was like, oh, no, sorry, that's not chocolate spread. Yeah, that's... Mum.
Silent
killer. My friend did that to his... he took his auntie out that he didn't get along with his auntie at all. She was a real bitch. So they were out having Japanese years and years and years ago. She's like, oh, what's this stuff? And he's like, avocado? She's like, oh, I love avocado. Wasabi.
Oh!
She had like a spoonful of wasabi in her mouth. She's like crying. Like it was really bad. He actually felt bad for it after that. He's like,
Yeah. Especially if she's allergic.
All right, here we go. Here is...
Start spasming on the floor.
Number three, Rich. Got to guess what this is.
40% of men over 40 may have suffered some degree of erectile dysfunction.
Come into the light.
As long as it's not some sort of hint, then...
Kelly, have you got erectile dysfunction?
No.
Okay, good. I think we need to hear that one again.
Did that say erectile dysfunction or erectile?
Erectile.
Nothing to do with erectile. Okay, fine. Can we say that again?
Let's do it again.
40% of men over 40 may have suffered some degree of erectile dysfunction.
Come into the light.
Is this about the where the next Olympics is going to be?
No.
It sounds like... from that, it sounds as like someone couldn't get a boner and then died.
You're not far off.
Really? Okay, so it's almost like the God or Mary was saying, step into the light, but like, forget, don't worry about the penis.
Some people may see her as a sort of God if they're big Harry Potter fans.
Oh my God, we're hearing it again. I don't care, we're hearing it again.
40% of men over 40 may have suffered some degree of erectile dysfunction.
Come into the light.
Is that Hermione?
Yes.
Okay.
Also,
well,
just
Emma Watson.
Very, very quickly, I just need to interject very, very quickly. Kelly Jade,
yes.
Look me deep in the eyes and listen to what I have to say.
Okay.
Rich Hardesty was an aura in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Cool.
Can you believe it?
Mate!
This is one of the only other human beings I know in the world that shares my passion for Harry Potter.
Oh, you're into
it?
Okay, right, yeah.
Big time!
Oh,
him.
Okay, wow.
Him, Kelly!
I feel weird
him.
Now.
There's some goddamn
magic in the room.
I feel dizzy. I'm sweating in parts I didn't even know I could sweat. I was like, there's so much is happening.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
No.
Real life. Oh, you can smell it. Do you want to smell it?
I might cry.
Oh, don't. Not again. I don't like it when women cry around me. It's a common occurrence.
Touch a part of magic history.
Yeah. Touch it.
I can already feel the magic.
Can you feel my aura?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Okay, so I needed to let you know that.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm probably going to shake you for the rest.
Damn,
of the
I should have said at the beginning so I could have had a bit more of cool like vibe about me. Damn it! Yeah.
Okay, so where we are? That was Emma Watson, was it?
Yes.
Okay, and she has erectile dysfunction.
No.
Oh.
Any other guesses?
Is that Harry? Does what's his name? Does Daniel Radcliffe have some sort of problems with his genitals?
Not that I know of.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Wingardium Leviboné. Yeah. That would be the spell, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, I'm not bad-mouthing the Harry Potter franchise. Please do not think that. And if you... Please have me back. Step into the light, erectile dysfunction. I'm confused.
Public boner? Is it maybe like a public boner?
Yeah, the last place you want a boner is in the light. I mean,
yeah, that's not, like,
you want
yeah.
it hidden in the
like even sex. Like I need all the lights off.
Yeah,
I'm
not comfortable getting. You know, once you're all finished, yeah. like when I get up then and walk to the other side of the room, I still cut myself. It's weird, even though you've just seen it all. It's been wherever. It's like now I'm still a bit nervous. Oh, hello.
I need all the lights off. The last time I had sex with someone, I was like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and then turn the lights on and realise they were in the corner and I'd be making love to a pillow the whole time.
Oh,
I
know, God.
I need all the lights off. I know, it was actually about 6. I just threw that in there for trying to impress the ladies.
Trying to impress the pillows. Yeah.
Pillows out there. Hey, 15 minutes of heaven.
Wow, it's stepping into the light. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I've absolutely no idea.
No, me neither. I'm out.
So there's a big hoo-ha about Beauty and the Beast at the moment with Emma Watson and Dan Stevens and all that crowd. So obviously it's a good thing to use to promote stuff. And they've created an erectile dysfunction advert using all the images from the film, and it's quite bizarre.
Oh.
So
what?
Yeah. So you've got clips of like Belle and the Beast, and then the narrator says this. You make a great team. It's been that way since the day you met, but your erectile dysfunction, it could be a question of blood flow. Silly estradiol for daily use could help you be ready for any time, and when the moment is right, unleash your inner beast.
Oh my God.
So basically, it's a bit like bestiality going on.
Yeah.
It? Wow. Isn't it like supposed to be a kid's film or something?
So if they have a child, wouldn't it be, what would it be?
Half and half.
Half and
it would
half.
It would definitely be half.
But like, so
not accepted by either side.
Would you get like, say with, if it was like, you know, if anything was untoward was happening to it, would you call it NSPCC or the RSPCA?
Oh.
It's confusing. I don't know who you'd call. Yeah, there's an animal, possibly a child being, I can't tell what's going on.
If it was a girl as well, a really, really hairy girl having to go to that'd be terrible.
Oh God, yeah.
Unless it was something like, we were talking about Teen Wolf before, it could be some sort of Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it could have special powers and be good at basketball.
Oh, there we go. Turn that one around very quickly.
Yeah.
God, that's they're kind of weird though. Like, it's
you're good at basketball, but you got to eat from a bowl on the floor.
Yeah.
Fine, you go in a tray, but that's fine.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about it?
It's a bit weird having erectile dysfunction being spoken about while Emma Watson's on screen looking at a beast.
Yeah.
It's weird that she was down for it as well.
Does Disney know about this?
Yeah,
they said yeah to it.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh. Have they A-OK'd this? Maybe we've just broken the news.
Yeah.
if Disney, if you're listening, I'm sure they are. Everyone else is.
I like it. Kelly J, they were amazing stories.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, boys. Can't believe I'm in the presence of an aura.
Can you believe
I'm not going to get... This has made my week.
Don't worry about it. I knew you'd be excited. I can't believe I didn't bring it up sooner.
You idiot.
What's going on for the weekend?
Not a lot because I'm broke.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so exciting times ahead.
Oh, you'll be fine. I'll buy you a drink.
If you want to go to Coachella, then you can. There's a man called Gordon. Yeah, I'm willing to give up my spot to you because I'm such a decent bloke.
He has got quite a list there, Kelly. Things like Gordon, if you comply to his 20 demands.
Yeah.
Things like you must let him brush your hair at least once a day.
Oh, you'd have to take all the. You'd have to take the brush.
So if you can't do that, otherwise you can't.
I'm afraid.
What else is on the list, though?
Oh, good God. There's about 20 specific things.
There was one. Fingernails and toenails must be nicely painted and harmonious in general.
Have a look at your fingernails. Hey, they're pretty good.
Terrible.
You've got
they're
that
good.
One. All right, Kelly, we love you. We'll catch you next Friday, 3 p.m.
Yay.
Kid Cupid going to join us in the studio up next, do a live ting for us.
Woo!
Right here on FUBAR, Hugh and Rich with you for Subculture Club.
I'm not a poster boy for recreational drugs. I'm a 32-year-old man with a pocket full of stories, a handful of songs and a free chord master plan. I try to be nice and enjoy myself and I take things in my stride. I see the poetry and the simple things that happen in my life. And I believe in love and family and trusting in my friends. Believe in myself, but I also know that I don't know everything. So I don't take things too seriously and I like to play the fool. I understand the best things in life aren't things at all. The
best questions go unanswered, the best mysteries untold. I keep my head held high, keep my shoes untied, keep a movement in my soul. Well, if everything happens for a reason, and everything's gonna be alright, one thing leads to another, these things happen all the time. When I look at the big picture and I just see loads of holes, some of them so far away and some right here at home. But I'm not surprised when politics sells off its policies and religion contradicts itself with every blasphemy. The prophecy, it came and went, and I'm stood where I stand in the same blue Nike hoodie with a bin bag in my hand. The best journeys are best travelled with the best of friends. The best beginnings start before the means to an end. So be careful, be cautious, beware. Bollocks, that's bullshit, be a breath of fresh air. Well, I'm not sure what fracking is, but it sounds really bad. Drilling holes into the hills and poisoning the land. Searching for an energy that we're told that we need by the people who own the shares in the fracking companies. At least we've got the internet to form our own opinions. Till someone that you've never met decides to outlaw wanking, they'll watch what you get off on, see whether they agree with that. It's like it was a secret that human beings masturbate. And if you let them censor one thing, then they're soon gonna censor more. Till the things that you see aren't real anymore. And if we stop thinking for ourselves, then things are gonna get bad. Something worth thinking about before things get out of hand.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
Sire Cooper Clark.
All right, ready. Joey woke up in Glasgow. Now he's fresh out of his pyjama, but he's locked out the building with soggy aubergine parmigiana. A hawk snapped a baby that was sat on a beach, and the power of the British Sea has swept it out of reach. Driving imaginary Volvo estates, is there anywhere to park? And don't go in no caves, or you might meet a sleeping shark. But now it's touching 4 p.m, and thus the end of the show. So smash a burger in your face, which may well quilt the blow.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Saab Culture Club right now, Hugh and Rich Hardesty with your Rich filling in for Michael Payne.
Yeah.
On Saab Culture Club.
That was Joey Page there, the bastard Joey Page.
Well, we do have a little bit of something for Joey we're going to do in about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
But beef. And you're a vegetarian too, so if you're having beef with someone.
Angry. Can you imagine how annoyed that makes me? I'm a vegan.
Going on. Very, very pumped. We're lucky to have in the studio right now, we have Kid Cupid.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Just
before we jump into this, can we explain who we are and what we do in the band?
Yeah, I am Laura and I am vocals.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I am John and I play guitar and keys.
Yeah.
I'm James and I play the drums.
Hi, James.
Hello, and James. We usually have a fourth member, but he loves fishing and he's fishing at the moment. So
really? So actually, really? When you see those stickers, gone fishing. This is that.
No, he's actually gone fishing.
He's actually gone
to France, yeah.
Oh, he's not swimming with the fishes. That's another thing.
No,
isn't
it?
Is
we're not. Yeah.
Not sure. Not sure. We haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
He might be. Yeah.
Is he a bad swimmer?
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea.
And what does he do? What does he do?
Bassist.
He's bassist.
Yeah.
So where are you guys from? Let's tell us a bit, because we know you like sort of indie electro-ish sort of.
Yeah.
You know, have been. We're going to play Blue Moon, one of your songs, shortly.
Amazing.
But you know, you do draw similarities to like London Grammar and kind of bands like that. So yeah, where are you guys from? And give us a dilly.
So I am originally from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And then now I live in Peckham.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Yeah, I'm originally from Twickenham, home of English rugby. You can see, well, luckily we're on the radio because I don't look like a rugby player. So it's kind of it's like
seen play.
Well, yeah.
You're in good company.
Yeah. So now I live in Battersea.
And I'm from a place called Sunbury and Thames. Shout out to Sunbury.
Oh, nice.
No one knows.
So how did you guys all come
here?
Yeah,
how did you meet?
Oh, yeah, so I worked in TV before, and then
what
James... I'm in production.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, what sort of stuff? Can I...
BBC Comedy. Oh, wow. BBC Comedy, yeah. Okay. And Yeah, I've just worked on This Country, if you've seen that.
Yes,
on,
of course, yeah. Wow.
So that was amazing, really good fun. And then on Jonathan Creek, actually, James was my work experience.
So you're
she still talks to me like that.
Media
as well.
Work, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite handy for now.
Yeah.
You know the game.
No, yeah. Yeah, so James was like, yeah, I was,
yeah, I was
the
sweaty runner on the show. And then we got chatting, and then we found out that we both, I was in a band and you were playing your own music.
Yeah, and I went to sing with them, and then we did our own stuff, and then found John on Gumtree.
Oh, did you? You were on Gumtree next door to the cupboard.
John, how much were you going for a Gumtree, John?
Ooh,
how much?
I was pretty expensive.
But we had some dollar to spend, you know, we wanted to get
somewhere.
Nice. Did you filter it by highest first?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he came up, didn't he?
Yeah, best match.
Best match.
Amazing.
What was actually weird is me and John, actually, when he came through for the audition or whatever it was, we actually went to college together, didn't we? So
yeah,
we knew each other.
So we went to sixth form college, but because it was massive, we didn't even see each other. So
yeah,
it was,
I tried talking to him and he just ignored
basically
me.
Basically, didn't like
each
other.
You look like a... Yeah, we were the school bully, tucking your dinner money.
The silence says it all.
Did you say, you better let me in your sodding band? Yeah, you go.
So there's some unresolved issues going on. Amazing. That you just brought up. So thanks.
Yeah, I pulled Laura aside and I was like, we can't let him join the band.
Because I'm scared.
You don't know what he's like.
He's got dark side, he's here. Hiya.
There's been a bit of bullying today about John's spot that sprung up overnight.
Yeah, so James came around mine in the morning and was like, oh, what happened to your face? I was like, I've got a spot.
Before you've been in the scraps. It was really awkward.
I remember I had that when
I was really mean.
When I was younger, my brother, I was like, oh God, is your shingles come back? And I was like, oh, I just got a few pimples. He's like, oh shit, I think you had shingles.
Man. I've had shingles.
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
What's shingles? Sorry to like.
It's like adult chicken pox.
God.
Really?
It's just horrific.
Shingles.
It sounds like a pirate.
Shingle bell.
It sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Everyone did all the puns to me when I had it. All the shingle ladies.
All the nurses.
Oh, that's great.
All the shingle ladies.
I like
good.
That. Really
sorry.
That's actually almost enough to make you want to get shingles.
Yeah.
No, you do not.
No, it's not nice. It's not nice.
Was it like? It's like. Sorry, I we get on with the music in a second. But shingles.
Shingles.
What sort of pain is it? It's like a rash.
Nerve pain. It's nerves.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible.
So it goes in a line, like along one nerve, and it's really. And then as well as the spots, which are like.
Yeah.
Really pussy.
Can you pop them?
Yeah.
Like, you know you shouldn't, but they're just horrible. They're really horrible.
Sometimes those things are bad. Yeah, exactly. It's bad, but it's so good.
It's satisfying. I've still got the pain. Like, you still have the nerve pain for, like, months and months after.
Yeah, so thanks for bringing it up.
Sometimes it never goes.
The emotional pain.
You're really
never
bringing
goes.
Up.
Sorry.
No.
Some corkers. But yeah. Yeah.
So good. So you guys, let's say you all came together. Let's see. And what's been happening now? Like I said, we've got Blue Moon. We're going to play very, very shortly before you do Live Ting for us, which we're excited about. So what's been going on for Kid Cupid?
It's been really exciting.
Yeah, we just spent a hell of a lot of time together, just annoying each other in a really sweaty room and kind of writing a lot and playing out loads of gigs. So it's been really fun. We got to get to know each other very intimately.
Yeah, we have. A bit too well.
What's the creative process? How does it work? Do you all sit down together or... Do you like go apart and then come back and say, hey, I've just thought of something quite good, like a little, it's does one of you go ding, 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 make a little sound, then you go, hey, I've got a little ha ha.
I mean, that's exactly
one of my songs, obviously.
That,
yeah.
Sorry.
That sounds like our new song, actually.
Shingle Rock.
That's the Christmas. Shingle. That's gonna make us
Yeah, exactly.
That's the cash cow. That's our pension.
Yeah.
Basically John has a really cool studio in his house.
Sick.
So we're just always there. But yeah, usually like James sends a beat or something, you know, over iMessage and stuff.
Well, it's literally John could have a beat, Laura could have some lyrics, I've done a little beat, and then we just come together. And it's quite seamless, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Cool. Yeah, it's like a complete collaborative thing because sometimes your beat will spark off your lyric, and like it's someone you write in comedy or a script,
it's
you know,
really
exactly. Or often someone brings in something and it turns out to be something completely different.
But you had to do that to get to it.
Exactly.
So much rubbish comes out. Like honestly,
you're talking about my beat.
Like, yeah, and only trying to make up lyrics. We just like let the beat run and just say the most random stuff until something sticks.
That's like a stream of consciousness. Right, that's beautiful.
Like a stream of consciousness. Exactly.
That's like jazz. Just sort of like let it come. That's the
eventually we're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so good. All right, let's get into it. Let's play Blue Moon right now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when we come back, we'll have a bit more of a chat, and then you guys are going to do a lot of things for us. Here we go, Kid Cupid, and they are joining us in the studio right now on FUBAR.
There.
Kid Cupid, Blue Moon on FUBAR. Rich and Hugh with you for the Subculture Club. We've got Kid Cupid joining us in the studio.
Hello.
Right.
Hey.
Hello. I love that. That was brilliant.
Where'd the name come from?
That's what you're getting. Just a sound effect.
Loads of WhatsApps, drunken WhatsApps, like lists and lists and lists and lists of words. We took ages, didn't we? And then eventually one day just chose two words we liked. It's a really boring story.
Oh, that's the best way.
But then we found out, like, this was months after, wasn't it, on Urban Dictionary, that Kid Cupid is a gay wrestler.
Really?
And we kind of love it. And we're
interesting.
Like,
yeah,
what do you mean? Yeah,
that's our audience.
Just kind of going to own that.
Know your audience.
Yeah. And we do. And we really do.
Every single one of them.
Honestly.
Wow.
So, yeah, but actually coming up with the name is probably like the hardest thing about a band.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really hard. Googling for ages, you can come up with something. Yeah, and like,
and with a song, obviously, you just pick something out of the hook or something generally.
And three of you have got to go, yeah, that's bang on. Because that's the rarest thing. It's like, I've got one. No, I'm not really keen on that one.
Damn it.
I think I was really difficult as well. I like said no to loads.
John says message seen by John. Just no.
We had so many. Can you remember any of the ones we had? Havana something. Just terrible.
It's hard because you say something one, anything in one light, you think that sounds wicked. Then there's suddenly another light, you think that's awful. It's really.
Yeah.
You mean,
it's amazing how just the name can make you think about a certain type of music.
Definitely.
It's crazy because we were like, no.
There was a really bad one called Contemporary Dance Party. Do you remember? That was a really
Contemporary Dance Party.
What's that about?
Oh my god! That was a close call. Thank you.
We would not be on here right now if we were there.
And that was Contemporary
Dance Party.
On one radio show, someone called us Kid Culture, which we actually quite like.
Yeah.
Like, they called us the wrong name.
That's wrong, but carry on.
The guy's a bit like Alan Partridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Won't say who. I wasn't there, and I'm really sad that I missed out on it.
So. Oh, yeah.
Lovely bloke.
Hey, I'm talking about being sad, though. lots of things have been going great for you guys, but also there's been a bit of recent tragedy as well. Laura, tell us about your toe.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what you were going to say. Yeah, it's really sad, actually. Yesterday, went up to have a wee, and, yeah, just really whacked it into the washing thing. And since then, it's been swelling probably hour by hour.
This is terrible.
And there's some bruising, and I've had to strap it to my other toe.
Oh no.
There's nothing you can really do about it.
Is it your little toe? It's
my little toe. Yeah.
Oh, the sweetest of all toes.
On my right foot.
It's
yeah.
probably full of tears.
It's my favourite toe. Oh. And I've just had to get on with life.
Well, Laura, we actually knew that this happened, so what we've done is we've actually we've set up, you can get in touch now, you can tweet at Fubar Radio, email subcultureclub at Fubar Radio. It's literally a pound a day. Yeah. A pound a day could make such
it's
a
all
difference.
I need.
It's gonna make
honestly, you will change my life.
It can make such a difference.
Thank you.
Can help, we're gonna heal the world one toe at a time.
Yeah, help a toe yeah. today.
Amazing. Dig deep.
Alright guys, what are you gonna do live for us? We're very excited about this.
We are gonna play Siren, which was our debut single actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't wait.
Have you got an album out? Sorry.
Haven't got an album out. We're working on an EP, but we've got 4 singles.
Wicked.
Out on Spotify, iTunes.
Amazing.
Everything like that.
Go download that. Am I right to say this? Like, I'm not a big. Is it reminds me slightly of MSMR, but a band heard, and yeah. also slightly.
Oh,
Florence.
I really like MSMR. Yeah.
I love it. I like this. Yay! This makes this interview easy.
I really like them. I think they're
wicked.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
Brilliant. All right, guys. Whenever you're ready, take it away live in the studio. Kid Cupid, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I cry, you cry, walk away and say goodbye. I cry in the night, walk away and say goodbye. We're 100 strong, back straight, siren song. They know that it won't be long before it comes, but they'll hold on. Hey. They said we're going places, honey, we thought so too. When it came down to the truth, didn't mean me, didn't mean you. Let's run away from here and hold on tight, 'cause where we're going, I hope you can fight. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. It's us against them. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. Us against them. Oh, you've got us wishing on eyelashes, waiting till the time passes. Oh, I'm hoping we can last this. No, don't say you wanna quit, that's not the deal, honey. And when we lose it all in the fall, it's muddy. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. It's us against them. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. It's us against them. All I'm saying, hey, hey, you've been doing this way too long. All I'm saying, hey, hey, you've been doing this way too long. All I'm saying, hey, hey, you've been doing this way too long. All I'm saying, hey, hey, you've been doing this way too long. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. It's us against them. This is beginning, this is the end. This is the beer, we forget we're friends. This is beginning, this is the end. It's us against them.
Yay!
I'm jealous.
It's quite a short song, isn't it? It's quite short and snappy.
That's good. I've got a really short attention span, so that's perfect.
Yeah, that's what we always think. Yeah. Just like keep things like 3 minutes.
Yeah, keep wanting more.
Man, I tried to show him a Facebook video before. It was like 12 seconds. He's like, nah.
It was a vibe.
Halfway through.
It's so difficult. It is so hard to get.
Everyone's got about 10 seconds attention span.
Yeah. So switch
yeah,
off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, amazing stuff. So Kid Cupid, Blue Moon, as we played before. You can stream it right now on SoundCloud. And where is the best place for people to find you guys online?
Probably Facebook, Kid Cupid Music, Twitter, Kid Cupid Music, Instagram, We Are Kid Cupid.
Yeah.
So 3 songs are on iTunes and Spotify, and then Blue Moon's going to be released soon.
Exciting. How buzzing.
I know.
Are you like, I can't believe this is actually happening.
It's really, really cool, because as things are getting more, as going more and more, we're getting a bit like, it's a bit scary.
Yeah. Actually, I don't want to do this anymore. I'll take it back.
We're like,
I'm off.
Is Ravridge going to get writing credits for Shingle Bell Rock?
Like, we'll get in touch near the time.
I'll see you so hard.
Set up a writing session.
Or in any toe-based songs.
Come into the studio. We'll sort of
help me out. Amazing.
Are you guys happy to stick around and help us out with Sub of the Day?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right, so let's get into it.
I'm going to order a sub.
Sub of the Day with Hugh and Michael, ready for collection.
Except we have the lovely Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne today. Sub of the day, of course, we pick a subculture each week that we want to focus on. This one today is called Lolitas. Oh. They are from they're Japanese designers, and they began producing styles which resemble Lolitas from like the from the early 1970s. So basically, they kind of, if we've got a photo here, we'll put it up on the Fubar Radio Twitter.
It looks like, yeah, sort of like My Little Ponies crossed with people.
Really, I love it. I really love it. Yeah. That's really,
it's
good.
It's like sexy unicorn lady. Yeah.
If My Little Pony gave birth to a human, that's what it would look like. Yeah. Exactly. That's what
and
it would look like.
It's amazing.
People used to call me the horse boy just because I was quite a long head. At school, yeah.
Your mum's mean.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why she christened me that. It's not fair. I knew she was going to bite me in the ass at school. But anyway, it's fine.
It's better than donkey, though, isn't it?
Donkey boy. Yeah, that sounds cool, though. You walk into the club saying the donkey boy's arrived. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
You put your pockets out and go, it's Elephant Man.
Elephant Man. No, because that sounds bad again, doesn't it? It's like a freak.
Some
sort of wonky-faced lunatic.
There you go. We'll put the Lolitas up on the Fubar Twitter so you can check it out. Very, very interesting subculture from Japan. A little bit sort of goth, sweet, and punk.
Yeah, really. I might, next time you see a gig, I might be.
I kind of want to do that too.
Yeah, I'll dress like that.
Why don't you come to the next gig and we'll.
Yeah,
we'll
dress like that.
To dress like that.
Yes.
Can I get free entry?
Get on the stage.
I can be one of your groupies.
You are singing Jingle Bell Rock with me.
Dress like that. That's a hell of an idea, image in my head.
Yeah.
Kid Cupid, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
We've only got about 10 minutes left now. Then Johanna James and Noel Clark going to take over up next for Back Row and Chill. But first things first, before we get into Hits Blunt after this, we need to screw with Joey Page.
Yeah, the son of a...
All right.
We're going to get in.
Here is the amazing Frank Ocean featuring ASAP Rocky, and this is Chanel on Fubar.
I got pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through cool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat her like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Cam. When I zoom on that stick, no way. I was so close, I'm on that kill. Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Can roll the eyes back in the skull. Rolling, you ride, popping. Rolling when you ride, hard to ride. Got one. Acting, turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, run some discs. 2017, ideas playing off Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on a net. With a cup in a cup, activist. That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Whips on clips like Mike. It's really all. See both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12s. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in the hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. Need a cosign for your help. Need that to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you seen it drive in the cell. No matte black on the ride, cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like you know. I see both sides like you know. My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money. And it's all cash. I got new bags, and they all collapse. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I need my baby boy. Amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby boy. Planes in the dash, got money at home. My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed.
I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby boy, amazing the cash online unknown. I mean my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home.
You're on FUBAR, Subculture Club, Hugh and Rich. Rich Hardesty filling in for Michael Payne today. So, dude, let's break this down. We've only got a couple minutes left before Johanna James and Noel Clark take over.
Sorry, just what I'm a bit annoyed. As you heard earlier, the woman from The Hook had already ignored my emails. Joey Page is an evil, evil man, an idiot, okay? I've sent him over. Let's check this out. So, the last text he sent me was, I tried to hook up with him. He said, I live in Brixton now, mate. No full stop, no kiss, nothing. Then I sent another one saying, ah, nice, smiley face. Then Thursday, 9th of March, I said, you about in a bit? I'm going to potter down by the South Bank. No reply.
What?
Sunday, 12th of March, me. You about today? Kiss. Nothing. Monday, 13th of March, I'm heading central if you about. Kiss. Nothing. Wednesday, this is me now. Oi, Nobed, you about? I want to catch up. Kiss.
This is terrible. Look, we've got a minute left. Call him on speaker. Let's leave. If he doesn't answer, let's leave a voicemail.
I've got his ready brick here, and it's going out the window. I found it in the cupboard.
Threaten him. Let's do it. We've got about a minute to do this.
So the only way I'll learn.
Call him on speaker. I reckon.
Yep, how do I call him?
Just call him. Put him on speaker. Right. And patch him through. If he doesn't answer,
Calling live to Joey Page now.
Here we go. We're going to get him. He deserves this. This is right. Threaten him with his own porridge.
Bearing in mind, this is my phone, so he probably won't pick up.
Just leave a message. Otherwise, let him know what's up, man.
It's ringing. This is what always happens.
We're going to get him.
So, listen, this is Joey Page.
We're going to get him. Has he got voicemail?
He's probably... It's still ringing. Come on, any second now.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
Right.
I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available.
I know.
Please leave your message after the tone. After you've finished your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Joey? You're an asshole and a shit. And I've got your ready brick here in FUBAR studio, okay? It's going out the window if you don't call me back. I'm not lying to you. Why are you ignoring me? Yep. I can't take it anymore. Swine!
Good man, Rich. Do you feel better? How do you feel?
I do. I feel like I've got something off my chest, like therapy.
This is brilliant.
And the oats are going out the window anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are going to be feeling it again next Friday for Michael Payne, so we can follow up on this then. We are going to get to the bottom of this. We've got to get out of here in a second. But Rich Hardesty, thank you so much for filling in
today,
mate.
Thank you.
Absolute don of a human being.
Thank you very much.
Have you had fun, friend?
I've had a right laugh.
Good. Good, good.
I've had a right laugh. Thank you so much for having me. It's been beautiful.
No
and
worries.
Wonderful guests and wonderful games. And I'll see you next week.
100%. You can go, if you go to FUBARradio.com, catch up with all the shows there. As I said, Johanna James, Noel Clark, going to take over up next for Back Row and Chill. Have an amazing weekend. Later.
Bye.
You want to get high?
It's a fire. Pass the blunt, my nigga.
Hey, take your shades off.
I can't do that.
Oh, Rich.
Yeah?
That's nice, man.
It's amazing, right?
It's pretty strong, though. Right. I just think I'm weakening out, man. I think I'm weakening out, man. My
Dude.
Hands,
No,
man.
calm down. Well, they are pretty big.
What is this? It's like sativa. Cannabis Katrina.
Hurricane Katrina.
It was clouding me up.
I was using a vacuum cleaner, but it was not working, so I had to clean the vacuum cleaner.
But what did you use to do that?
Does that make me the vacuum cleaner?
Oh my god, it's like Inception, dude.
What? I don't know, man.
It's like Christopher Nolan. That's what happens when he vacuum cleans. A vacuum cleaner within a vacuum cleaner.
Oh my god, it
within
is.
Within a vacuum cleaner.
It's Inception.
My body feels like a sort of...
Like a what, bro?
Like a big beach ball.
A big beach ball?
It's all airy and...
What?
Light.
Oh my god, man. Hey, man, if you yawn in front of a deaf person...
Yeah?
Do they think you're screaming?
Oh, what? My god.
I reckon they would.
They probably do, yeah.
They would?
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? You know, if you... Do you get deaf schizophrenics? Because if you hear voices... But if you can't hear, do you know what I mean?
Oh, what? Would that work?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm not going to sleep tonight. I was so tired.
Like, yeah.
2 seconds ago, I was tired, and now I'm pretty hungry, bro. You hungry?
Yeah, I got some seaweed snacks.
Oh, I was going to go to the bakery, but because there's this red-haired dude working there.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like, does that make him a gingerbread man? I couldn't figure it out. Jesus. I didn't get anything.
I mean, officially, yeah, he is. He is that.
He's a gingerbread man.
That's not being insulting either.
It's not.
It's not being racist towards ginger people.
It's not being racist towards... I would never be racist towards ginger people. So
hard. People used to... You know, people used to accuse me of being ginger at school. Just called everyone around the playground. This is true. I just said, listen, I spoke to my hairdresser and it's auburn. Within a second, the school bully had gone, Auburnator! You called me the Auburnator, so I went, fuck it, it's ginger.
Oh.
Sorry.
Not at all, bro.
I think I need to bounce, man. My hands are getting real big again, man.
Okay,
sure. I'm feeling real good, man.
Right.
Let's get off.
Same time. Do it again soon, bro. Defo. Bye.